Proclamation number 5468 of 22nd of August, 1952. Forces of heaven are unusually active. Help from people. In times of deepest spiritual hardship, all the forces of heaven are active to help people on earth. Without such spiritual help, they hopelessly sink down into the abyss. Without spiritual help, the forces of darkness pull them down. For unassisted, they are weak-willed and do not fight for their spiritual life. The soul's life is in danger, and help can therefore only be brought to people spiritually. And therefore the beings of light try to intervene in people's thoughts and spur them on to fight against their spiritual downfall. They try to influence the human being so that the one learns to recognize the world for what it is, so that he recognizes its worthlessness and its transience. Only then will the human being think about what exists outside the earthly world. What will happen to him after the death of his body? Yet the light beings do not often succeed in awakening such thoughts in people unless they are helped by a fellow human being who comes forward with such questions and thoughts where several people are gathered, unless areas are touched upon in the form of conversations which then give rise to questions and thus enable the light beings to enter people's thoughts. All forces of heaven are active and truly work diligently on sick the humanity as soon as their work is supported by a human being on earth. But this can only happen when devout people turn their faith outwards so that it can be recognized by fellow human beings. A sincerely believing person cannot keep silent about his faith to his fellow human beings because it makes him happy and fills him with the desire to be able to pass it on to everyone. A person must first be penetrated himself before he passes on of it out of inner impulse. And that's why the light beings will first express themselves where they recognize the willingness to be taught. And they will not miss such an opportunity because they can now impart to countless souls what they lack. For the open-minded person will not miss any opportunity to pass on what he has received and what makes him happy. The activity of the spirit world is exceedingly active in the last time before the end, for at the same time it is also a counteraction against Satan, who unscrupulously seeks to misguide people and is also supported by his servants. It is a battle that will not cease and will flare up particularly fiercely in the last days. But according to God's will, the light beings appear in an unusual way in where there is only the slightest possibility to achieve spiritual success. He himself assists in an extraordinary way now and then. It is a matter of snatching the soul from death, of awakening it to life and keeping it alive. And he blesses all in heaven and on earth who work for it, who become active in order to save souls from eternal ruin, and because the time until the end is not long anymore, he often assists where only a willing soul offers to be active for him. But everything must proceed within the framework of nature. The law of eternal order must not be bypassed. But you humans need only to be wanting and you will be helped. You will be able to escape Satan's power, for the light beings are always willing and will meet you with great love. Similarly, people on earth are also willing to take part in the redeeming work and to provide enlightenment where it is required. The end is near and, with it, the last judgment. But beforehand, God's mercy seeks to save those who still walk in darkness, and powerful is his love and his might, and no one needs to be lost. Yet he does not use force, for a person's will is free. Amen.